Hey, before polls, get this cool story. Starbucks has announced their plans to open its first U.S. store where every employee is fluent in American Sign Language, catering to the needs of deaf and hard of hearing people.
That's awesome.
It's going to be in our nation's capital, in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. The Starbucks Signing Store is what they're calling it. It's scheduled to open in early October and will feature a variety of enhancements to support deaf and those folks who are hard of hearing. How cool is that? They're going to hire more than 20 deaf individuals to work there at that store.
I think that's amazing.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine, though, if you did not know it was a deaf store, you walk in, try to place your coffee order, and it doesn't go.
I'm sure you can figure it out, right?
Maybe.
I'm going to sneeze.
Go for it. Gosh, you're so funny.
Sorry, I thought it was going to come out mid-conversation.
Just leave your mic on when it it happens. Provides something to talk about, I guess.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's a poll question Friday, all brought to you by Kickin' Country. Right off of 77 in Bolivar, kickincountry.net. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. This weekend, tonight, Patio and Lion Dan's Party in DC Sounds has the music that starts at 9, free admission, bar opens at 6. Tomorrow, live music with Cody Marshall at Kickin' Country. That begins at 9 o'clock. Don't forget about those beautiful Kickin' girls there, too, at Kickin' Country. Michelle Spring, you have the poll questions up. Let's go through those, shall we?
So, when you're sleeping, do you use the top sheet or no top sheet?
Sheet or no?
72% say they use the top sheet. I'm in that 72%.
Thank you. Me and my wife have a friendly wager on this poll question. And as of right now, yours truly will be winning that bet. Can't tell you what the bet was.
Darn it.
I know all of you wanted to know.
Okay, so your favorite vacation spot. My favorite answer so far, I gotta find her name. It was Kay Hardesty Andrews. She said, anywhere but work.
I'll take it. That's my favorite vacation spot.
I thought that was awesome.
A lot of people saying Myrtle Beach, Put-in-Bay.
Yeah,
I see
Tennessee. Somebody
said that. Carol Clum said Put-in-Bay. I was just in Madeira Beach, Florida, which is crazy because your mother, who lives in Florida, lives like 10 minutes from there, right?
Yeah.
And you couldn't somehow arrange something, hook that up. I mean, I could have used a babysitter. maybe somebody to cook me a nice meal while I was down there.
She is a good cook. She is.
My, oh my.
That is funny.
Thanks for telling me.
Sorry about that.
I mean, I only go there once a year. I have to wait till next year now to meet up with your mother, Michelle.
Oh, what an adventure that would be.
No doubt. I'd have stories to tell.
Oh, for sure. So to win $25 to Bell Stores Marathon, we asked people to tell us a story using emojis.
We want that emoji story. Earlier this week, it was World Emoji Day. Remember a couple weeks ago, we did a poll question which asked folks to comment with their top emojis.
Right.
So there you go. One thing we failed to do today was anything food-related on there.
I suggested it.
Which was what again?
What would be your last meal?
Yeah, your final meal.
Right.
Although it's kind of sad to think about.
Or what would be your first meal if you were captured in a cave like those 10-year-old boys were?
Yeah. Which is something we sort of touched on a little bit yesterday. But yeah, that would have been a good question. Your final meal. Write that down and remember that.
I wrote it down and told you this morning. You ding-a-ling.
Well, write it down, and maybe next week we'll get to that bad boy. Right now, we have to get to this right here. We're going to play some five-second rule for Rascal Flatts tickets. If you want them, start blowing up our phone lines, 330-339-9399. Of course, Rascal Flatts, it's their really annual tradition to come to Blossom Music Center.
They are the best.
I know, as they seemingly do so each and every single summer. You ever seen Rascal Flatts at Blossom?
I've seen them 10 times.
Excuse me?
I'm not kidding. I am the biggest Rascal Flatts fan you will ever meet.
10 times Michelle has seen them.
I'm not kidding.
If you've never seen them once, well, this now could be your chance. Once again, 330-339-9399. We're going to play 5 second rule, though. Michelle, are they going to have to answer? I'm going to probably 2 questions in a row, right? Not just one question.
Right. I've got some good ones over here.
I would tend to agree with you. The 2 question policy. We'll start playing now. We have a caller lined up. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy, where are you calling from?
Yorksville.
Yorksville. Amy, answer our poll questions real quick. Sheet or no when you sleep? Top sheet?
No.
No? Okay. You and my wife are in that same boat there. You have a favorite vacation spot, Amy, that you hit up maybe in the summer months?
Hilton Head, South Carolina.
There you go. Ooh, the Carolinas are beautiful. North Carolina is a beautiful state. I have family that lives there in North Carolina. What was the other question, Michelle, that we did not ask? Oh, it's hard to tell an emoji story when you're on the radio, so we'll skip that one. But Amy, what you have to do now is play 5 Second Rule. You have to answer two of these questions correctly. Is she still there? Amy, hello.
Yes.
Okay, I heard a little click. I didn't know if you hung up. You have to answer two of them correctly. And do you know how the game is played, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We're going to fire away here then. I will ask your first question. And if you get that correctly, Michelle will have your second. Then we'll go from there. It's our Sar Shon Ford of Waynesburg Summer of Fun. First, Amy, for me, within 5 seconds, name three things you do before going to bed. Go.
Brush your teeth, take the dog out, comb my hair.
There you go. That was all within 5 seconds. Good job. Good job. Do you have dogs or no?
One dog.
There you go. All right. That's one thing you most certainly do. You have to take those dogs out before you go to bed. All right, Michelle, you have a second question for her.
I do.
Make sure it's tough. I don't like the first person winning. It's just the way I am.
Oh, well, now I don't know which one to choose.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In 5 seconds, name me three presidents.
Truman, Ford, Adams.
Who was the second one?
Michelle Ford.
Oh.
Right? Was he a president? Michelle, you should know the answers to these questions before you ask them.
Oh, yeah, Gerald Ford. I forgot about
that. All right, gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Well, that could not have been an easier question, Michelle.
I don't know. I didn't know of it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Amy, good job. You just won tickets to see Rascal Flatts. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you ever been? You ever seen Rascal Flatts before?
No.
Well, listen, Blossom, it's a great venue, and Rascal Flatts always puts on a great show each and every single time they come to Northeast Ohio. Two tickets, all yours, Amy. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. What date is it?
Hey, August 17th, so if you can't go, you know I'll take them off your hands.
Oh, no.
I've never seen Rascal Flatts before.
Okay.
Or, Amy, if you need a date, holler at your boy, okay?
Jeez.
All right, Amy, tell everybody what station made you a winner.
99.9.
Don't hang up. I'll get more information from you. Thanks, Amy. That's our Sar Shon Ford of Waynesburg Summer of Fun. Thanks to the good folks there at Sar Shon. Your chance to win again later. Remember, get down on those poll questions, which are up on social media right now, all brought to you by Kickin' Country and Bolivar. Michelle, I'm asking you a question since you ruined
yes.
5 Second Rule today.
I'm sorry.
With the easiest question of all time. Name three presidents. I mean, there's only been, you know, like 45 of them.
I know. Well, I didn't know because sometimes people, they buckle under pressure.
Here you go, Michelle. In 5 seconds, name for me three gifts given during the 12 days of Christmas.
Two turtle doves, three French hens, and four calling birds.
Wow. I did not expect you to know that. And a partridge.
And a pear tree?
And a pear tree.
Remember, Christmas is my favorite.
You're right. I should have remembered that.
One more.
You want one more?
Yeah.
Okay, in 5 seconds, for me, name three Sandra Bullock movies.
The Net. Oh my God, I just failed. I don't know.
Failed miserably.
I couldn't remember. What's that one where she's on a boat?
I don't know. There's Speed. There's
Speed,
The Blind Side.
That's what I meant. The Blind Side.
What is Net? The Net. I've never seen.
You've never seen The Net? Oh no. My gosh! You have to go to Netflix and watch it. It is so good.
The Net on Netflix.
Yes, it's really good. I promise. It's probably my favorite one of hers, besides The Blind Side, which I completely forgot.
Speed was pretty good back in the day. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Oh man, I really.
I always knew that they were gonna kiss at the end. I just knew it. It's 8:41. Babbling Brook. We'll have Z News right around the corner. Once again, congrats to Amy from Yorksville, winner this morning of our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Summer of Fun. I was hoping to play more 5-second rule.
I'm sorry.
Michelle ruined
that. I mean,
that.
I can ask you a question.
No, thanks. We have to move on. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy and Babbling Brook. Joins me now.
It's Friday.
Boy, oh boy, it most certainly is. My first week back, it was busy. I should have never came back.
Did it go fast for you, though?
Kind of.
It went fast for me.
I mean, there's everything from live broadcasts of football games tonight, remotes tomorrow.
Right.
I had two meetings this week. Both, I think, lasted like 2 hours, which were fantastic. And what else we have going? My mother came into town this week. And just the normal day-to-day adulting, if you will.
So it should have went really fast for you then.
But it didn't. It didn't feel like that. Today, you know what I have to do before this game?
What?
I have the kid's 18-month doctor's appointment checkup, which is at like 2:30. And it always takes forever.
Yeah.
Because there's two of them.
Did they get shots today?
Probably.
No?
And then right after that, I have to come back down here for the game. So no rest for the weary today.
No naps today.
No nappy poos.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Although I may go down to the cot down in our basement.
There you go.
here at our studios. Don't tell my wife I'm napping, though.
Okay.
She'll be pissed. All right. You have Z News.
She probably never gets to nap.
No, she does.
Oh, she
every
does?
Every now and again.
Oh, all
yeah.
right. Well, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In this day in history, in 1969... American astronaut Neil Armstrong, 240,000 miles from Earth, speaks these words to more than 1 billion people listening at home. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It was all right. I've heard better.
Whatever. And became the first human to walk on the surface of the moon. In 1973, the actor and martial arts expert Bruce Lee died in Los Angeles. He was only 32.
Crazy.
He died of cerebral edema.
From painkillers.
It was? I didn't know if it was maybe some like brain damage or something from all the...
From those.
Kung
from
fu.
From all the kung fu fighting?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, surely, this is what I thought about the other day. Surely, not everybody was kung fu fighting, right? I mean, not everybody was.
You're right.
I just thought about that
yes,
the other day.
I think you're right on that one. Some more space news. In 1976, America's Viking 1 robot spacecraft made a successful first ever landing on Mars.
We landed on Mars!
In 2012, gunman James Holmes opened fire inside a crowded movie theater.
This dude.
In Colorado. Yeah, it was during a midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises. 12 people died and 70 others were wounded. And then just 1 year ago, O.J. Simpson was granted parole after more than 8 years in prison for that hotel room heist.
Juice is loose.
In Las Vegas. Holidays for today. It is Moon Day. Of course, that makes sense.
Mm.
It's National Lollipop Day.
Yes, it is. How many licks does it take to get to the
You know, I had a t-shirt that had that on there.
I bet you did.
With the owl, you know, in the commercial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was cute.
Bet you did, you freak.
It's Ugly Truck Day and Nap Day. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
you won't get one.
Thanks, Brooke.
On TV today, Denzel Washington will be on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Keith Urban will be on Ellen.
Urban.
Yes. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives will be on at 9. And Live PD will be on at 9 as well. And then Jamie Foxx will be on Jimmy Fallon.
Don't forget, all that pales in comparison to... our football coverage tonight.
That's right.
Football in July. It's like Christmas.
There you go.
Has come early.
That's right. And then in country news, of course, earlier this month, Garth Brooks announced he'll be playing an upcoming show at the Notre Dame Stadium.
Yeah, first
in Indiana.
First show
first
ever there.
One, yes. And he's basically announced that his upcoming tour will be cut kind of from like the same cloth as that, meaning... We can expect more unique venues and interesting locations.
Oh, and not so much night after night, sometimes
right.
two shows in one
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he's going to give his band, you know, some time off in between shows to spend
nice
with their families. So that's, yeah. I'd love to work for him.
He only took them on a 2-year, almost 3-year world tour.
Right,
all over
they deserve
place.
A break for sure. And then Carly Pearce and Michael Ray, they are dating.
I heard this. They're an item.
Yes. And a lot of people in the country world are very excited for them.
Yeah.
So that's cute. They're very cute.
Michael Ray, he sings Kiss You in the Morning. Carly Pearce, she's the Hide the Wine and Every Little Thing. She does those songs.
Yes. Early love. So we'll see. You know, how far it goes.
Could it be country music's next power couple?
It could be.
You never know.
Yeah. So we'll have to follow that one.
Very
see
nice.
Where it goes.
I thought you'd like that. And then they shared some photo the other day of them basically making out with one another.
Mm-hmm. So it's official.
Gave you all the feels.
Yeah.
All the feels. That's Babbling Brook on a Friday. Hey, you want to answer these poll questions real quick?
Okay.
All right. Poll question Friday brought to you by Kickin' Country in Bolivar. Go see more at kickincountry.net. Top sheet when you sleep, sheet or nah?
Sheet.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
My wife and I have a bet on this whole thing. I'm glad you are sane, mm-hmm. sane person, and use what is provided for you. That's what that sheet is
yes.
there for.
I have to have a sheet.
You have to cover up with one?
Yes.
There's just something about the sheet. It's nice and cool.
I know.
Cool.
See, Kyle is not. He's just his comforter.
That's it, huh?
It. Or he doesn't sleep with anything.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
He's an animal.
He is.
It's hard to tell us an emoji story when, you know, we're speaking back and forth to one another in person. So you can't really do that.
Right.
But the other question was your favorite vacation spot. Do you have one? I know you love Nashville.
Favorite vacation. Gosh. I wish we went on more vacations. I mean, we're going to Myrtle real soon.
Hey, listen, by the way, that construction on 77 is no joke. No joke. My mom just came up from North Carolina, and it added almost like 3 hours to her trip.
Yeah, there is an alternate route you can take. I think that'll take you an extra maybe hour or an hour and a half.
It's better
but
than
I'd
being,
rather do that yeah. than sit in traffic
better
for
than
3 hours.
Being stuck.
But I think that's... Now, that was coming here.
Yeah.
See, I've heard that it's worse coming back.
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it probably just depends on the day.
You let me know.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully we won't be sitting in it.
Babbling Brooke, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brooke. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
And more coming up later, including your chance to win some prizes for the Tuscarawas County Fair. Yeah, we're talking fair already. And I'll give you info on that big Rodney Atkins show at the fair as well, coming up in September.